Welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa Caprio. Do you believe in magic? What if you were told that all you had to do was get a little creative and work a magic spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Here on Postcards to the Universe, we will share manifesting, tips, postcards, creativity, abundance, and prosperity. Here is your host, Melissa Caprio.
Hello and welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. How is everyone? Happy St. Patrick's Day. I have a wonderful guest today, Jenna Monaco, and I'm going to bring her on in just a few minutes. So in honor of St. Patrick's Day, I have a little Irish blessing. So here goes. May the luck of the Irish enfold you. May the blessings of St. Patrick behold you. May there always be work for your hands to do. May your purse always hold a coin or two. May the sun always shine warm on your window pane. May a rainbow be certain to follow each rain. May the hand of a friend always be near you. And may God fill your heart with gladness to cheer you. I posted that on Facebook. I thought it was so cute. I just love those rhyming little blessings. So what's going on with me? Sorry about last week. I did have to cancel at the last minute because I had been feeling sick, God, by then for over a week. It was something that's going on with my digestive tract, and it's actually still going on, but you know, I am feeling better. And I did a test. I went to go get a COVID test. It came back negative. I've had the strangest symptoms. So basically my stomach, I don't know what the heck is going on. It's all over the place. I had a low-grade fever for a couple of days. A new thing that I have started for about a week now, and doesn't last very long, is I have vertigo in the morning. So that's always fun. It only lasts about 10 seconds when I first wake up, and then it goes away. But like I said, I'm feeling better. I'm going to get an antibody test just to double check. You know, hey, we still get other things, and it could just be a bad stomach bug. I don't know. That's what my doctor said. Anyway, I want to thank everyone who have kept reaching out to me and checking on me. I really appreciate it. And I had a guest last week, and I have rescheduled her. She was kind enough to come back. She's going to come back in June. Her name was Cass Young, and her book, Living the Fairy Life. So we are rescheduled. I'm pretty sure it's June 9th, but it's definitely in June. Okay. So I was so sick, I didn't even do my Magic Monday message last week, and I stopped writing my book. As you guys know, I've been telling you, I've been working on the book. And I didn't create anything because I just kind of lived in my pajamas more than usual since we're in COVID. But this week, I did create a Magic Monday message. I took a photo of a postcard with the affirmation. The affirmation of this week is, this is epic. So is there anything in your life that is big, the best, great, huge, or awesome? You know, it's been a really tough year, and for some, it's been a devastating year. So I'm asking, is there anything that you can find that has been good or great or even awesome that has happened? I see some of my friends have new additions added to their families from both the human or animal variety. Some people have created a whole online business. Others have celebrated milestones and found ways to, you know, celebrate. It's super easy to get sucked into the negative rabbit hole and fall into a depression. So I would like to try to find ways of celebrating the small joys right now because they are there. When I do these weekly messages that I like to share so much, I do them first for myself to remind me to look for the good, to pay attention to the positive, to find the helpers, to keep the magic going. This is what I always try to do, and it really, really helps me be sane in my state of mind, you know, to be in a positive place. And if you're interested to see what the heck I'm talking about, you can see my Magic Monday messages on my website, postcardstotheuniverse.com, or any of the social media platforms you can find me. You can also find them on my Facebook public group, Postcards of Love, where I share inspirational stories and art and photographs with heartfelt messages and uplifting stories and videos. So join us. And if you're looking for an inspirational book, please go and check out mine, Postcards to the Universe, Harness the Universe's Power and Manifest Your Dreams, on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Now, next week, I have Judith E. Pence, MD, a holistic, alternative, and integrative psychiatrist with her book, Cleanse Your Body, Return to Your Soul. It's a prescriptive memoir about her trek to India for an ancient Ayurvedic cleanse called Panchakarma that forged her path to her own healing. So join us next week if you're interested in that. And I have some really, really exciting news. I have so many amazing guests lined up. But on April 7th, I do have Don Miguel Ruiz, author of The Four Agreements, scheduled to come on as a guest. I am beyond honored and excited, and that book had a big impact on my life. He will do a segment of my show. It's super thrilling to have him. So I'll keep announcing that. So stay tuned for that. Okay. To get to my amazing guest today, Jenna Monaco is a modern mystic, intuitive, and medium. After a lifetime of struggling with her anxiety, depression, and losing her father to addiction, her pain forced her onto the path of self-discovery. She has been certified in breathwork, meditation, and mindfulness, embodiment practice, and stress coaching that she uses for the foundation of her work, helping women to tap into their intuition so they can experience more peace and prosperity in their life. She is also the host of Spark Intention Podcast, and she writes self-development pieces for Thought Catalog and various other websites. You can find out more about Jenna if you go to her website, www.jennamonaco.com, that's JennaMonaco.com. Welcome, Jenna. Thanks for being here. I'm excited to talk with you today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful to be here today.
Oh, yeah, it's my pleasure. Well, I was lucky enough to be on her podcast, Spark Intention Podcast. We did an interview and right after the new year, right in the beginning of 2021. It was so fun, and it's coming out the end of March, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. I'm going to certainly, when it comes out, be sharing on here, and I'm going to be posting everywhere, of course. I can't wait. It was a lot of fun. So share a little bit about you, your background, how you got into this work for people who are listening to you for the first time.
Sure, thank you. So it was a very interesting journey. not one
aren't
that
they
I
always?
Right.
Aren't they always, right?
Yeah, seriously. It's not one that I could have expected, for sure. I'm a very skeptical person, so I feel like, you know, even 5 years ago, if somebody would have told me, oh, a modern mystic, I would have laughed in their face.
Right.
But that is the beauty of this healing work, is that it takes us on a journey, and my journey has led me here. And so, you know, we always talk about the mind, body, and spirit, and those that connection, and that kind of what I like to call the trifecta of health. And it's really true. When we start to focus on our physical health, then we're like, oh, our mental and emotional health has a partakes in that and has an effect on that. And then I always say that spirituality was just a side effect of healing. It was something that was an avenue that opened up throughout my healing journey. And being an extremely curious person, I'm kind of I have to not just see it, but like experience it to believe it. And so I, you know, teachers just happened, you know, when the student's ready, the teacher appears, and they just happened upon my path and taught me so much. And my intuition just started to blossom. And I was like, what is this? And it was one of the most helpful tools in really healing my self-worth, was trusting and believing myself and believing the messages that I was hearing and hearing or seeing, I mean, in my mind's eye. And so that's where my work took me. And I also found it to be the most exciting to me. And I wanted that for everybody. I wanted all of those tools that you talked about in my bio. They're tools that you can use, you don't have to use, but that's what I work with specifically women on, is what tools will support them the most during their healing journey, their emotional healing journey. And the spirituality is something that is so different for every single person. That path is so different, and it just evolves. And so I get to hold space for that as well. And it's a really rewarding and fulfilling career. But also just, you know, I always said I wanted to help people. I just didn't know how. And so I've finally discovered that how. And so that's where I'm at today.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. You didn't know how, right? When you ask,
no.
The universe will say, oh, okay, I'll show you.
Yeah.
And it's not always a pleasant experience, which I know from yours, because it's in your bio. It's also in your website. Your father had addiction, right? And he died, didn't he, in 2015? And that really kind of, and that had a big effect on your life. I imagine it was. So I know that's what I'm saying, right? It's like, it's not always the way that, you know, we would think it was going to be, like, you know, skipping down, over a rainbow. You're like, oh my God, yes, right. I want to help people. And all of a sudden, all the fairies and all the light workers are going to come out and everything's going to be magical. It's usually, no, it's usually some very emotional and painful experience happens, which forces us to go, uh-oh, okay, let me go inside and figure out what the heck am I going to do with this right now? And how, you know, is this not going to take me down? That's kind of what it sounds like what you were going on. Like, it could have taken you down, but you went in another direction.
Very, very much. And then that's the healing work, is we have to learn to live. It's a grief process. And grief was one of my greatest teachers, of learning how to live in a world that this person who had such a big impact on my life in so many ways, it doesn't exist in it anymore. So how do I live in this world without him? That was the process. And so we do have to ask ourselves and make that choice, you know, how is this, am I going to let this take me down, like you said, or is there another way?
Right. And when you said the question, is there another way? And you said, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Like, what kind of started to happen for you?
So this is a funny story. It was my bachelorette party, and I was curious about tarot, and I was curious about astrology, and, you know, just curious about all of these different self-exploration tools, I would say. And my friends found a tarot reader in the area that we were having my bachelorette party, and she was doing astrology, and I just really connected to her, and I was really curious about her work. Her name's Denise Elizabeth Byron, and she's one of the most important teachers of this journey for me. And so I talked to her afterwards, and she's like, yeah, I do this embodiment practice to bring about your intuition. And I was like, oh my gosh, well, like, that sounds great. I need that. Right. And I was like, I don't care what it takes to work with you. I'll work with you. And so that's where that started.
Right, right. I need that. Give me some of that, please.
Right. Yeah, I was like, oh, I could totally, because the question that always kind of haunted me was like, well, how do I really know it's my intuition and not my ego? Or like, how do I differentiate my thoughts versus my inner knowing? And so that's really what she teaches is about. And so I really went in blind. I had no idea what I was signing up for other than that piece of like what I was hoping to get out of it. And then from there, she started reading my birth chart, and she just knew things about me that couldn't possibly have really, like, you can't Google, you can't put it on Facebook. Like, there, she could have never found it. And then my curiosity, of course, was like, well, what is this? And it took me down that whole path. It really is a step-by-step. It's, you just follow the one thing. And then sometimes these things happen, you know, you'll be at your bachelorette party and you'll meet one of the most important teachers you've ever had, you know, so That's how that happens.
Great. That's great. I love that. Well, that is exactly how it happens quite a lot, you know, like, you know, when I started with my stuff and I started wondering like about, I first heard about, you know, manifesting and the law of attraction, because mm-hmm. obviously I was going through something and I'm like, why did this show up in my life? And, why is all this happening? It just so happened that I was going to these monthly women's meetings, WOVA, Women of Vision and Action, and it was just about everything and authors and so much. And then the woman who started the group, she decided she wanted to teach an 8-week law of attraction course. I'm like, really? Mm. You know, it's as soon as I started asking the questions, and that's what I love. And I trusted my intuition. My intuition said, you should probably take this. You need to understand what this means in your life even more, which opened up Postcards. I mean, that's mm-hmm. why I'm here, you know, it's mm-hmm. everything. It's why I have the podcast, the show, the book, everything that I'm doing. And I really want to talk about, because I know we're coming up to a break in just a few seconds. I really want to talk about what is our intuition? How mm-hmm. do we know how to trust our intuition? Because a lot of us mm-hmm. don't trust it, you know, mm-hmm. and it gets us in trouble. And mm-hmm. also, I know you talk about breath work and how important breath work is, and I'm assuming that they go together, right? The breath work and the intuition and, you know, like totally. Tapping into where we are. Okay, perfect. So we are at that mark right now. So we're going to take our first commercial break now, and then we'll come back in 2 minutes and continue. Stay tuned. Hi. I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on Om Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives. Monica, and we're talking about trusting our intuition. So, Jenna, before we left, I was asking, what is exactly our intuition? What does it feel like?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a little different for everyone because mm-hmm. we all have different, what they call the psychic channels, basically.
Right.
So they come mm-hmm. through our senses. And some of us have just stronger, we all have all of them. It's just some of us have stronger affiliations to certain ones. Mm-hmm. But what I do find in myself and in my clients is that our intuition is a knowing, so it doesn't necessarily have any emotion attached to it. Mm-hmm. It's more of just a very subtle, deep understanding and truth. And so sometimes, like, you can tell when something is more ego-based. For example, my cousin, I thought for certain she was going to have a daughter. I was like, it's going to be a girl. I know it. Mm-hmm. I can feel the energy. It's going to be a girl. It was a boy. So, and so, you know, it's like when we have, right. And I was like, well, dang, like I thought for certain, I felt like I knew. And it was so strongly backed by this need to be right. And that's the ego, right? So we have our intuition, which is just kind of a knowing, and we tend to question our intuition more than we question our quote unquote knowing. Mm-hmm. And and so the best way to kind of cultivate that intuition at the beginning is to get curious and write it down. Write down anytime you get these little intuitive hits and just write them down and notice when it's right and when it's not, and just get curious about it. The second we start to judge it, the harder it becomes. So just get curious. And that's why I love Postcards to the Universe, and you say like the spell for magic. It's not meant to be so serious. It's meant to invite curiosity in.
Right. No, that's true. It is. And the thing with our intuition is I've noticed that my intuition has always been right. And usually when I get in trouble is when I ignore it. Because I don't want it to be right, especially when it comes to if you meet somebody new in your life and you want to like them and you want them to be a part of your life in whatever capacity that may be, whether it's romantic or friendship or whatever. And then you realize you get like this hit that's you're like something's like you feel like something's off. And you'll say, oh, well, maybe they don't make good first impressions. Oh, well, maybe blah, blah, blah. And we make excuses, but our intuition is doing a reading and we just don't want it to be true. So we ignore it. And every time I've done that, it's bitten me in the ass. Right?
Yep. Yeah, that's another great way. And they're all lessons, right? So that's why I think having a log, because really what we're doing is we're building up a case to believe and trust ourselves. We're conditioned to not trust ourselves and not trust that intuitive hit. That's why in school, at least for me, like they always said, first answer, best answer, go with your gut. And I can't tell you how many times I'd, you know, erase my first answer and fill in another bubble because, you know, our minds have time to question it. And it's the same thing. It's the same concept.
Right. Yeah. So you would recommend like by trying to grow our intuition is to keep like kind of like an intuition journal, I guess you could call it. Right. Yep. And you just kind of like jot down intuitive hits and you see how often. And I would also say maybe jot down what the outcome you may have thought that you wanted at the time. You know what I mean? Because that has a lot to do with why we, I think, ignore our intuition. And some people probably are like, I don't even know what you're, you know, they need all facts before they do everything. But intuition is not based on anything, right? It's not based on facts. It's based on a feeling. Right. Do you feel it in your gut? Like, because I feel it in my solar plexus area, in my body.
That's a really good question. Our bodies are talking to us all day long. And so I'm really glad you brought that question in. I feel my intuition a little higher, probably more in my chest, in my heart center.
Okay.
But my gut is quieter. So for me, the information will hit and it's like a quick thing. And then if I don't catch it, I won't hear it. So for some people, it's a lot deeper. It's a lot stronger. It's a lot longer of a time frame where it's like, this is the truth. And then for some, it's like, boop. And so if you're not aware, you can miss it really easily.
Yes.
So I think it starts with the gut, but it really moves into my heart space when I sit with it and I become aware of it.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Now, how do you tie... Well, first of all, what is breath work exactly? And how do you use your breath work to sort of get to the place of mindfulness and trusting your intuition and all that stuff? So, because a lot of people don't have any idea about what breath work is even, truthfully, you know, because we shallow breathe so much. I catch myself doing it all the time, shallow breathing.
So breath work is a tool that you can use. I also use meditation. So those in tandem really work well for me. So breath work is basically a breathing exercises. And so it's controlled breathing and learning to control your oxygen intake and outtake. And depending on how you breathe, it will tell your body a different story. So if our out breath is even 2 seconds longer than our in breath and we're breathing through the nose, we're telling our body that it is that we're safe enough, that we are safe and we can move into our rest and digest state, our parasympathetic nervous system. Mm-hmm. This gets really scientific, but
no, that's good, because this could help scientific. Me right this could help me right now with my stomach to get it to calm down. Okay, so breathe in yes. and through my nose and breathe out through my mouth and breathe out a little bit 2 seconds longer.
Yes. And this, okay. this takes time too. So you know, with sure. meditation. Meditation studies have shown that about 20 minutes of meditation a day, over the course of like 5 to 10 days, mm-hmm. you will start to see those physiological benefits, because it will take time, especially if we're in sure. some sort of chronic stress state. It does
right,
take time for our bodies to readjust. So
yes.
breath work is a very, very similar situation. With breathing, though, it's all about bringing that oxygen into the blood, which then brings it into the mitochondria, which is like the powerhouse of the cell, and we're oxygenating our bodies. Mm. And through our breath is how we release those stress hormones like cortisol. That's the only way to get it really out of the body, is through our breath and movement. So that's working in tandem with moving into your parasympathetic nervous system, which is calming the body so your digestion can kick back up. You know, we're going from our amygdala, which is the back of the brain, which is kind of the, I think it's Goldie Hawn talked about it as like the guard dog of the brain. So
okay.
we're going
like
from
that.
Our amygdala, which is our stress right. responder, back
to our guard dog of the brain. That's funny.
Back to our prefrontal cortex, which is where our memories are stored, where we have, where we're able to assess a situation from a very grounded space. That's where our prefrontal cortex is, and it's also creating more gray matter, which has been studies have shown that the gray matter in the brain helps with preventing like Alzheimer's and things like that. So we're coming back, and that's why when you sit down and take a test, you're like, I know this, but I don't know this. It's because you're not getting to your prefrontal
right.
cortex. You're sitting back here in the amygdala of the brain. And so breath work is a tool to move you back into that rest and digest state, that parasympathetic nervous system. Meditation is also a way of doing that as well. And coupled together, that creates a really powerful physiological shifting tool. And then, you know, when we're doing it on a physical level, that changes our emotions, because our emotions are chemical responses in the body.
Yes.
And
yes,
so that true. Also helps our brain as well. So many people think that having more oxygen is what we want to be quote unquote healthy, but it's actually the opposite. Studies have shown that people who breathe more are actually don't live as long as people who breathe less. So it's those deeper inhales and exhales, deeper inhales and exhales that take longer time, because we're in a calmer state of being.
So it's more purposeful breathing.
Yep.
that does it. Now you said, okay, so you do, because I know you do meditations too. Do you
yes.
Have a audio file that anybody who's listening now may want to listen to? Like that do you walk us through a meditation along with breath work or what do you, you know, can we listen to you for a lot of us who would need guidance on how to do this correctly?
Yeah. Yes. So I have just started a YouTube with meditation. There's one meditation on it right now that's bringing, opening the door to possibility. So it's a guided meditation that guides you through opening the door to and expanding what is possible in your life. And then I'm really excited to start doing the meditations coupled with breath work. I've been trained particularly in soma breathing. So that's something that I'll be doing classes in. I do strongly recommend that you check with your doctor. There are certain things with breath work where, you know, if you're prone to epilepsy or other, if you've had a stroke before, there's certain breathing that you don't want to do unless you consult with your doctor. Yeah.
That's good to know, because I wouldn't know that, because you're thinking you're just breathing. You're just changing the way you're doing it, that it would be fine, right? So I'm glad you mentioned that, because nobody would think that.
Right. And I think that's always the scary part of like putting things on YouTube without, and I'm sure they have the disclaimers at the bottom, but I don't know about you. Like, I don't read it until I've like,
I don't either, actually. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's really, really exciting. Yeah, that's a good idea. And I'm assuming the more we get better at the breath work, which you said has, what did you say, has physiological effects after we've been doing it for a while, and it helps our emotional body also, which is really great. And especially, you know, it's like I said in the top of the hour, it's been a really, really tough year for most everybody. Yeah. I heard that Italy is back on lockdown again, like they were day one, which is crazy, you know? So, and many people have had very traumatic years, a traumatic year, because they've lost people or people have been sick. So what would you, with the work that you do, offer that we could do right now at home to sort of shift our energy a little bit, to get into a little bit more of a positive space, so maybe we can start manifesting some of these good things that we want to bring in?
Totally. The first thing is to, this is going to sound so maybe counterintuitive, but to actually sit with what you're feeling. When we sit with what we're feeling, we're basically telling our whole being that we are not afraid to feel. And we can't feel the good things if we haven't first, if we can't cherry pick what feelings we feel, basically.
Right.
So you have to sit with, so there's a difference between dwelling in and then sitting with and acknowledging where you're at and how you feel. And so awareness is the first step. And so even if that's just checking in with yourself, I say this to my clients, I just say, when you wake up, check in with yourself. How am I feeling today? And just ask yourself that. How am I feeling today? And then ask yourself, how do I want to feel today? And sit with where you're feeling. And then set the intention to invite in those other feelings that you want to feel, because the truth of the matter is we can feel those things right here, right now. Nothing, we don't have to do anymore. We don't have to have anymore. We don't have to, you know, we think we always have to like, oh, I have to you know, take this class or do this course, or I have to do more to feel joyful or fulfilled. And the truth is we can feel that right here, right now. But the reason we feel blocked around that is because we're afraid of feeling the other feelings. And so it's a constant practice. So just become aware and ask yourself, how am I doing in this moment? Right here, right now, how am I doing? And just do those little check-ins throughout the day. You'll start to see patterns. And you'll also start to see, you know, again, it's like building up that case, getting curious. You'll start to see, okay, I got through it. Okay, it wasn't so bad. Okay, you know, and then you start to kind of self-direct yourself. Self-direct yourself, that's redundant, but self-direct toward the feelings that you're really wanting and desiring to embody.
Yeah, that is that's a good idea, because I think a lot of what a lot of us do is when we don't like the way we feel, we look for ways to numb out, you know, and whether that's, you know, using drugs on one end of the spectrum to alcohol, to just sitting on our phones for hours and just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And listen, I love binge watching. Don't get me wrong. you know, new shows, but you can get stuck there, you know, and you're distracting from maybe dealing with what your feelings are. I just get concerned about staying in that negative space. So we're going to take our second break right here before we kind of get more into that. So just stay tuned, everyone. And I'll be back in 2 minutes with my guest, Jenna Monaco. Be right back. Mm-hmm. Welcome back. Okay, so Jenna, we were talking before the break, and I was saying, and you had a really good point about not neglecting, you know, when we're feeling the way we're feeling, especially right now. But how do we make sure we don't allow that to sort of take over and fall into that rabbit hole where we become really depressed right now?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think what's really helped me, especially with my own mental health, is the practices. Again, like that, going into that parasympathetic nervous system, doing the meditations. I often remind myself that I'm not alone, and I have a huge network of people that I reach out to and I talk to often. I don't have a therapist right now, but I was just talking to my husband about that. I was like, I think it's time to call my therapist, Lisa, you know?
You're right. Yep.
So no, it is. If you have the ability, and if you have the ability and you have the financial ability to do that, I think that's great. That being said, I think part of it is reminding yourself, and I remind myself of this all the time, that no feeling is permanent. The joy is not permanent. The pain is not permanent. And so when I'm in those really low, low places, I remind myself that it's not permanent. It sucks a lot right now. And I'm like, I can feel sorry for myself right now. I can feel like this really sucks, or I'm having a really hard day. I think that's where the self-compassion and the self-love and the self-care practices really come in handy. Because what we're doing when we give ourselves that time and that space to say, okay, I'm going to nurture myself by taking, 10 extra minutes out of my day to go for a walk or do something like that. What we're saying is we're backing our new belief with action. So what I mean by new belief is we're saying to our subconscious, I am worthy of taking time for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so when we start to do that worthiness work, and that self-worth work, that's where the key is, especially when we talk about manifestation and all of those things. So what you do in those low, low places is you give yourself grace and you do practices that nurture you. It's going to be different for everyone. Some people really just need to stay in bed a little extra longer, you know? For me, I need to move my body. So I'm not usually up for dancing when I'm in those low, low places, but going out for a walk with my dog or my, and then also voicing it and just being vulnerable with somebody I feel comfortable being vulnerable with. Like, look, I'm not really in the best place right now. And I just want to hold space for that, you know? So those actions are telling our subconscious, halt, I'm doing it differently this time. I'm taking care of myself. And I'm respecting and honoring myself by sharing where I'm at emotionally. And so over time, our subconscious starts to shift. And then those low, low places, they don't become so desolate because we know we're not going to be there forever. So it is a practice. That's why we call these things practices. Practice, practice, practice.
Yes,
it's not necessarily something you can just like do and then you're like, cool, great, you know, there's always another layer. So I hope that helps. But
it does. It helps a lot because I always think, you know, it takes you a long time to get to where you are, a lot of trauma, a lot of things happening for that negative mindset, right? So you can't expect just because you start saying a positive affirmation or you change one little thing, everything's going to change overnight. You do. No. You have to build up your spiritual backbone. It's like working out. It's a muscle. It takes practice. I know. I have a friend who every time she's stressed, I swear she takes a walk and she walks like this last year, I've never seen anybody walk as much as her, but it helps her mental state. You know what I mean? I laugh because she always calls me on her walks. I'm like, oh my God, you're taking another walk. You know, it's funny, but it grounds her. You know, that's what works for her. So
Yeah,
I think that's really, really good. And I definitely, because the time goes by on the show so fast, and I want to talk about a few of the things that you're doing. So first of all, I want to talk about your podcast and what made you decide to start doing a podcast. And you also interview, obviously, guests because you had me on. So tell us a little bit about your podcast.
Sure. So Spark Intention is a podcast appropriately named to spark intention, your intention for self-growth, self-healing, self-reflection, and self-understanding. So that's what Spark Intention is. It started because it started back when people weren't talking about mental health. And, you know, after losing my dad to addiction, and really the question that haunted me was, well, if he didn't feel shame for getting the help he needed, would he still be here? Would we be having a very different conversation? Would this podcast even exist, right? So that's where that's where Spark Intention was born, was really saying like, hey, I'm a child and an alcoholic. I have no problem saying it. I have no shame. There is no shame. And so even just saying that you're not alone is very healing in and of itself. And I wanted to offer that to people because I wish I had had that. Now people are talking about mental health and it's become a much more mainstream conversation. And so my podcast has really pivoted to what are we still not really talking about as much? And it's really shifted more to, hey, spirituality is really a side effect of healing. And so here are some healing practices. And it's okay if your spiritual journey doesn't look the same as everybody else's. In fact, it won't. And so I bring guests on to kind of share and showcase at every stage of the healing journey that your healing journey can really take you into a lot of purposeful work and oftentimes does. And then that spirituality side of it is going to look different for everybody. And so I want it to empower people to be on their own journey and really just feel confident and comfortable in their own journey.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Yeah, I like that you said that because it doesn't look the same for everybody. Your trauma is your unique and your healing is unique. You know, whatever it is, it's not, you're not going to fit into a mold that everybody wants you to fit in. And once you realize and accept that that's fine, it's like freeing on so many levels, you know, you're like, oh, okay, liberating. It's okay. It's okay that I'm a little like this or on this or this. Because we really do. Our negative self-talk is horrible. The way we talk to ourselves, we would never talk to family or friends that way ever. But we have no problem saying it to ourselves every day, all the time, all day sometimes. It's not good. So it does take a lot to break those patterns in the practice. So yeah, I was really excited when you asked me to be on your podcast. So I can't wait to hear it because now it's been a couple months. I'm like, what did we talk about? I can't wait to hear it.
I remember it so clearly. It was great. Good. It was so good. Okay.
Good. And also I noticed that you have these group things that you do, which I think is really cool. Yeah, I think it's really cool. And you have, I love what you called them, first of all. I love that you called, well, it's a step into your magic. Magic's my favorite word. But you called it priestess, high priestess, and empress. And I love that. So share a little bit about what your groups are.
Sure. So the Step Into Your Magic is a program, and it's really designed to meet you at whatever stage of emotional healing you're at. So for the priestess level, it's like $11 a month, cancel anytime. And it's for those who are vivid dreamers. They're a little bit curious about spirituality and magic and mysticism, but they're like, I don't know about this. And so it's very practical tools, very practical tools that you get month to month to start to self-reflect, start to create that awareness for yourself. And then as you go up in the tiers, and then we also have like group meetings where everyone gets to talk and everyone gets to, you know, we have accountability meetings. So you get to see all of these women at different stages of their development. And so it's inspiring to see on both ends, you know, the women who can hold space for women where at the other stages. And then you see the goddess level, which is the top tier, which is one-on-one work with me. mm-hmm. Is included in that tier. And so that's a deeper, deeper inner dive of mm-hmm. your intuition and really pulling that out, really asking yourself those questions of like, what do I want to do with this? What is my intuition telling me? Where do I need to be guided to next? And so that's the goddess level. And so we get to connect together as a group, mm-hmm. but then you also have different tools at different stages of your development. And so you're really developing with the program and it's self-paced. Mm-hmm. So you get mm-hmm. to do it as you see fit. So the middle tiers have, you know, meditations, they have, mm-hmm. You know, special Spark Intention bonus episodes that are exclusive to that group. And so they have all sorts of different, I have fun little things in there. And at the final stage, I have a full moon circle that I open to the public. That's also included in the goddess membership. So they get that for free, but the full moon circles are so fun. And I found that like, yeah. So
you're doing those online right now? You're doing those like on Zoom or something? Oh,
yep.
Have fun.
They're on Zoom. Yeah.
And oh my God. I have to check that out. I have to check that out. Do you have that? Like, is that offered to everyone or is that only if you're in the doing the membership in the groups?
It's offered to everyone. And
oh
also,
yeah. You got
to
send me that. Please send me that because I want to do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And everything I do, I really want it to be at a price point that works
yeah.
for people, especially in COVID right now. So
right.
The full moon circles are one of my favorite things because following the cycles of the moon has helped me stay aware of my intention and keep hold me accountable at a very practical level. But it has mm-hmm. the magic and the mysticism and the fun, and we need to invite in that curiosity because that's where that curiosity, that play, that fun, that
yeah.
is where creativity lives. And so it's important to find practices that excite you and whether it's magical, mystical spells or it's, you know, mm-hmm. prayer and church or whatever it is, but like
right.
letting it anchor you is
yes.
so important in your growth and in manifestation work as well. So I do those.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I definitely want to be a part of it because I'm all about the moon stuff and I do rituals on the new moon and the full moon. I do both to work
yeah.
twice a month. Yeah. So, and I know that, you know, I could still do my own and I could still be part of the circle because I love that stuff. I mean, I have my own book. I do it all. I love it. It's just one of my cool, it's just like the coolest thing. So yes,
anyway.
I think that's so exciting. And I love the way you tiered what you're doing here, the, you know, the priestess and the empress and the high priestess, because there's a place that you can feel comfortable, you know, like you said, and it's not necessarily a membership where you have to stick with, you know, you're going to be charged like a gym membership for the year, whether you go or not. You
right.
do it why you need, and then if you don't need it anymore, you can move on to something else. I just love
exactly.
that you have that. Yeah, and you can find that, just FYI, on her website, Jenna, J-E-N-N-A, Monaco, M-O-N-A-C-O.com. If anybody is listening, is really, really interested. Yeah, so we only have like a couple of minutes left. I want to make sure that if there's anything that you think that you want to leave us with, any wisdom, anything that, mm-hmm. you know, that you think we should be like doing or feeling, well, not
yeah.
feeling, can't tell us how we feel, but doing to help us with how we're feeling, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You talked about this on the podcast, and I think it's really important.
Okay.
Mirror work from Louise Hay.
Oh, I do remember
yeah.
that. Yes.
And
yes.
And so what I want to leave everyone with is a practice that will change your life, and mm-hmm. it is very uncomfortable to look at yourself
mm-hmm.
in the mirror, but I want you to look at yourself in the mirror, and I want you to say this. I am worthy.
Mm.
And I want you to say that as many times as you need to every day. In one day, it'll click. It's not going to click at first. And if it's hard for you, then that's exactly where you need to be. And that's exactly what you need to focus on and do. So worthiness is like kind of my soapbox. Like
mm-hmm.
you are worthy. You were born
mm-hmm.
worthy. You will die worthy. Everything
yeah.
you do, if you sit on the couch eating potato chips and binge watching like Outlander, you are worthy.
Worthy.
Like, you are worthy. Nobody can take your worthiness away from you. So I just, that is the seed of healing right there, is our worthiness work. So do that mirror work. You are worthy, and you are so loved. You are so loved.
Oh my God, that's so perfect. And it will be uncomfortable, but I agree with her 100%. In fact, it's a huge theme in my book that I'm doing right now, my second book. So we're going to be talking more about that. Jenna, it was so great having you here today. And I'm excited to be a part of your full moon ritual group, which I'm going to join because I really want to do that. And you guys, please check out... to check her out and go and listen to Spark Intention podcast. It's so good. And don't worry, I'll be talking way about that when mine's out for sure. So cool. Awesome. It was so great. We need to hear these messages right now because, like I said, it's been tough. You know, I know there's a light at the end of this tunnel, but we're still in it, you know, we're still dealing with it on a daily basis. We're not done with it yet, but we're all in this together. So thank you for listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. And I'm wishing everyone a wonderful week filled with joy, abundance, and love. Peace.